The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. After I suffered two major concussions, it is safe to say some things will never be the same. Well, let's dive a little deeper into what actually happens during a concussion and how it can affect you in your future and everyday life. Welcome back to In a Fog. I'm so glad that you're here. And this week on episode 5, we're going to be talking about kind of mental health with concussions and how you can live after a concussion and just the symptoms that last longer and just kind of things like that. So life after a concussion. A concussion serves as a significant source of stress for all patients. It disrupts routines, concerns about missed school or made up assignments, and just worried about ongoing symptoms. And for some adults, they might be worried about their financial situation. So when you get a concussion, you're typically kind of bedridden, I guess, to just let your brain heal. Everything becomes sensitive. And so you kind of just need a couple days to just lay in your bed and pretty much do absolutely nothing. And for some people, it can be hard to do absolutely nothing. I'm definitely one of those people. I like to walk around and just be out of my room all day and be doing things. I like to be busy. I'm a very, very busy person. So when you get a concussion, your life is put on pause and you just have to relax. So it can be a big stressor, especially for young students when they get a concussion. It's pretty stressful when you are just in school and then all of a sudden you're missing assignments and you have to go ask the teacher for them. And then you're stressed they're not going to give you enough time and you have to make up tests. And it's just a whole huge stressor. And for adults, they could be stressed about their financial situation because they can't go into work. And if you can't work, then you can't get your paycheck. And so some adults could be stressed about a financial situation. So a concussion really does bring in a lot of stress factors into your life. First, we're going to talk kind of more about the youth and their experiences after a concussion. As many as 1/3 of youth with concussions reported having elevated symptoms of anxiety or depression after their injury. Among these youth, about half reported having similar mental health concerns before their concussion, while the other half described these mental health concerns as new. When getting a concussion, it puts you at a higher risk to getting anxiety or depression or both. But either way, when you get a concussion, you are going to be more susceptible to getting anxiety or depression. A concussion left untreated can cause a lot of mental health concerns. Once you do get a concussion and you do notice that your mental health has been declining after, it's really important to go and get the help that you need, because left untreated, there's going to be major challenges that come up. It's going to be the persistent concussion symptoms, which include a headache or not being able to focus and concentrate, sensitivity to eyes, sensitivity to ears, academic decline, reduced social engagement, and increased risk of suicide. So it's very important that you go and get the help you need after a concussion to make sure that your mental health stays strong and that you stay strong. So fortunately, there are many effective tools and therapies that can help improve mental health. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a well-researched intervention which teaches youth new ways of coping with difficulties with emotions and physical symptoms as well. In addition to reducing symptoms of anxiety, depression, disruptive behavior, and post-traumatic stress, research has shown that the youth who complete cognitive behavioral therapy have reported decreased concussion symptoms, and that suggests that many children or adolescents struggling to get back to their activities after a concussion could benefit from cognitive behavioral therapy. So this therapy is designed to help young children figure out how they cope with things. Everybody's different and everybody's going to cope in a different way. And so this therapy is designed especially for children because they're new to the world. They don't really know. They just get angry and cry or angry and yell. But there's better ways to cope with that. And so this therapy is designed to help with that as well. Families should be aware of the role mental health plays in a concussion recovery. Be open to talking about your children and healthcare providers about mind-body connection and the ways to improve both concussion and mental health symptoms. I feel like a lot of time parents kind of shield their kids from mental health, which it's very important to let your kids know mental health is real. And if they are struggling, it is okay to reach out. And especially with a concussion, if your child receives a concussion, there is going to be more symptoms than just the typical, oh, a headache or, oh, tired, stuff like that. It does go beyond that. And if it's untreated, it can go even further beyond that. Going through a concussion is hard, but honestly, I think living with a concussion after you get it is harder. It's really hard because you, honestly, you lose yourself. You start acting different. You don't really know why you're acting the way you're acting. You're mean to people that you used to love, and now you kind of just feel all numb. It's so heartbreaking because I remember me and my mom were so close and we were such best friends, and then I got my concussion, and while I had it, I was just so numb to everything that I was so rude to her, and that's something I always regret. To get a little deep, but it is hard with a concussion. Concussions often lead to feelings of isolation and disconnection, which can definitely negatively affect mental health. I wasn't going to school, and I wasn't allowed to go to school. I wasn't allowed to play sports. I wasn't allowed to do all of these things. And so I was so distant from everybody. Everybody had their own lives. You know, and it's like, not like I could call my friend and be like, hey, like, you want to go do something? Because I couldn't go do anything, you know? I literally, all I could do was just sit in my bed, and who wants to come sit in my bed with me and just sit there and do nothing? For an athlete, after getting a concussion, it's hard to kind of just not keep playing. I know a lot of athletes can get a lot of stress, and especially for an athlete, it's honestly super hard to recover because you're being told you can't go back to your sport and you can't play and you have to take a week off or you have to do whatever until you feel better. I think also in athletes, it's hard kind of to talk about mental health just because they're so idolized and everybody thinks their life is perfect, but in reality, it's really hard. I was reading an article and it said that they interviewed players in the article and were talking to them about their life after their concussion and their concussion stories. And a lot of the players said that if they spoke up about having a mental health issue after their concussion, they would be perceived as weak. And that's why none of them did. I think it's really important to talk about life after a concussion because it is a serious thing, you know? And I think even when you first do get a concussion, it does need to be talked about because if it goes untreated and you just go right back into the game, it could end up worse. In terms of school and work, definitely financial and social pressures can increase feelings of anxiety and stress associated with physical or cognitive symptoms. If you're missing school a lot, I know for me as a kid, I was definitely stressed to miss school, and I hated going up to the teacher and asking if I could get the assignments because I missed, or I hated emailing the teacher and having to do all the work, and then I feel behind, so then I'm all stressed out even more. Honestly, it's just the worst. And then with work, you know, some people, they need to work to pay their bills. And if you're not able to work, then you're not able to get your paycheck, which can cause definitely a lot more stress and worsen your mental health symptoms because you're not able to carry out daily activities or obligations. Not being able to carry out necessary daily activities or obligations has the potential to further worsen your mental health just because your daily routine has been ruined and now you're kind of just laying in bed and now you kind of feel like crap about yourself because you're not getting your normal things done. It's just a whole situation. I do think there is a lack of common knowledge about post-concussion syndrome. I think a lot of people do think it's just a concussion and then, okay, that's it, and you're all healthy and all better. But in reality, post-concussion syndrome is real, and the symptoms that go along with it are very brutal. A lot of the patients feel like they can't really talk about how they feel and can't really talk about their experience because it's not going to be understood by others. You know, they're either playing their sport or just being clumsy and they fell, and then all of a sudden now they are isolating themselves and they're sad and they're depressed and they don't feel like themselves and there's really nothing they can do. Post-concussion symptoms can worsen mental health, but also similarly, mental health symptoms can worsen concussion symptoms. So in order to get your mental health back up to where it was and to get stronger and to get happier and to be healthier mentally, it's good to get back into doing the activities that you were doing before your concussion. And the way that doctors are able to tell if you're okay enough to go back to your sport is the concussion awareness training tool. It outlines suggestions for managing mental health during concussion recovery, the self-management techniques suggested by the concussion awareness training tool are not all encompassed and may not work for anybody and everybody. But in addition, the concussion awareness training tool also recommends that these techniques are combined with a treatment from a licensed healthcare professional in order to be successful. So some of the things you can do with this training tool is light aerobic activity, deep breathing exercises, identify some symptoms of stress and possible triggers in order to find ways to reduce stress levels as well. Had my concussions, I played a lot of memory games, like I think it's called Apples to Apples, and you like flip the cards over and then you have to find a match. And when returning back to school and trying to get your normal life back, accommodations are most helpful when they are determined in a collaborative process, definitely involving parents, the teachers, school administrators, guidance counselors. Everybody, I feel like, should be aware of this just because it is such a serious thing that your child is going to be going through and going to be returning back to school. It's going to be a lot to return after school after a traumatic brain injury. I remember, so for my concussion, my doctor gave me this paper and it was just a bunch of boxes, and she would check off everything that I wasn't able to do. So it was like read for more than 30 minutes, run, literally everything, not look at a camera, not listen to loud noise, stay in my bed. It was pretty much, there was literally so many things that I could not do. My school, luckily, was very accommodating. All my teachers were super accommodating and they all helped me and all were very, very understanding of my situation. That's why I feel like if your child gets a concussion and you're returning back to school with a doctor's note, the parents should be there for a conference or a meeting to discuss it, because it is serious and needs to be taken seriously. Close friends have been shown to provide the primary source of emotional support. I know when I had mine, I love seeing my best friends come by, whether they were just dropping off Starbucks or bringing me flowers or just coming by to say hi. It was always good to see their face and kind of remember what my life was like before and remember that I am going to get better and get back to that life. I also believe that parents are crucial for their child's recovery process in a concussion. Given their power as an adult, they can access healthcare and concussion resources, drive their children to appointments, and convey a stronger sense of credibility in a school setting while advocating for accommodations for their child. Parents are going to be such a huge part in this. When you have a concussion, at least when I did, I really felt like I could not stand up for myself. I didn't want to talk to anybody, didn't want to tell anybody what was going on, because honestly, nobody understood. Overall, mental health is a serious thing, and with a concussion in play, it kind of just adds a lot more stress, and I think it's very important to discuss the mental health and to discuss your issues and to also get the help that you need. Anyways, that is all for this episode. Next week will be so fun. I am going to do an interview on somebody who had a concussion and talk to them live. See you next week.